Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Dr. Dave here high atop the radio world in downtown Portland, Oregon. We'd like to say hi to all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and in Texas. Today, we've got somebody that publishes a magazine. Oh, my goodness, really? Yes. If you're very much into barbecue like I am, then you're going to want to pay attention to this. We've got Kel Phelps. He's the publisher of the National Barbecue News. And Kel is coming to us today from Chicago, and we'll talk about that in a second. But he lives down south, I believe in Georgia, and so we'll be talking to him. Our music today is from Charlie Daniels and the CDB, some old friends of mine. And this portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef, beef just like Grandpa used to raise. You can check him out at PaintedHillsNaturalBeef.com. Kel, welcome to the show. Glad to have you on.
JT, man, thanks for having us. Absolutely. And little jealous for your previous guest beat me to the punch last couple of days. So,
No worries. Hey, what ever possessed you to start a barbecue actual magazine?
Oh, mercy. That is a story that in itself probably relates to my life story, basically. Go back 1987, 86, my dad and his fishing buddy entered a local barbecue contest and actually placed very well in it. So actually got the bug to continue on. So they went to a regional event a couple months later and actually won that event. And they were hooked on competition barbecue from there. So fast forward a couple of years. Needed to be as the barbecue competition world grew, there needed to be some information put out about where events were, what was happening. And since my mom and dad were already newspaper publishers in the local town we were at, Douglas, Georgia, it made sense for us to start the first barbecue publication. So that's where National Barbecue News came to life. And we'll be 30 years old coming up here next year. So
good for you. Did you tag along with your dad to those barbecue competitions, or did you come along a little later?
No, sir. I was on the back end of things, actually, as we before they started the newspaper. I was splitting wood and trying to find an old liquor bottle somewhere to take a swig out of back behind the wood pile. So I'd make it. I kept a pretty good stack of wood up, so I'd hide my little demons back behind. absolutely, man. And then once they started the newspaper, I've always been on the back end of it, so it's running print presses and inserting it, getting it ready to go graphic wise and all that. So in the year 2002. I actually took possession of it from my dad and Doc Gillis, the two guys that started it, as they had totally retired and went fishing for a couple of years before both of them passed. So come a long way since we started, but it's a cool journey, no doubt.
I'm glad they got to do some fishing and stuff before they moved on, because you worked that hard. I had my turn in the newspaper business years ago as a writer, and that's a tough gig. Even in small towns, it's a tough gig. I know that. So
indeed it is. And so in 1998, my mom and dad sold their local newspaper. Now, a perfect time to what was then Thompson Newspapers. So that's when they, from 98 to 2002, they really made the barbecue news their full-time gig and put a lot of miles on an American tradition motorhome going to different events. So that was their idea of being semi-retired. And to this day, my mom's 76 years old and owns a little shopping guide down in St. Mary's, Georgia, and works as hard today as she's ever worked. So,
well, that's probably what keeps her going, Kel.
Absolutely, and I don't interfere at all. She's got my number and calls me when she needs me.
Yep.
On the business side of things, you know, but I don't interfere with her at all. Just let her keep going and help her any way I can there. Absolutely.
So how is the National Barbecue News received with people? I mean, you know, there's so much out there today. You can go on the web and you can go to YouTube and you can see whatever you want. And everybody's got social media pages and websites and that's to, you know, tell their story, as it were. But how is the magazine received by most people?
Yeah, so a couple different ways. We work with a couple different barbecue associations, and each one of their members gets a copy of it. So the National Barbecue and Grilling Association, out west, we're the official publication for the California Barbecue Association.
Mm-hmm.
The Northeast Barbecue Association. So all those members get it. You can also subscribe to it individually. Those associations get it as kind of a member benefit to them. But you can subscribe online as well, get a digital edition. It's barbecuenews.com and barbecue spelled out. You can either get a digital edition, like I say, or the printed edition is sent right to your mailbox. So it's like $25 a year. But so we hit several different avenues there. We try to be as visible as possible on all the social sites as well. But we're still a small family-oriented business. And that's one of the reasons we're here at in Chicago this weekend. We just changed formats. We used to be in a tabloid-type format, which is it's kind of like an oversized magazine, almost like the National Enquirer or something like that, a little mm-hmm. bigger size. And we just changed to a true magazine format in August. Was our first attempt at that. And that's going to allow us to put a UPC code or a scan code on the front cover so that we can get inside some of these niche market barbecue stores. And Ace Hardware is a huge supplier of those barbecue products. So we're here this weekend trying to show off our product, hoping to get it in some more stores that way where you could buy it as a single copy.
Sure. That makes sense. You don't have UFOs on the front cover, do you? Like you said, it was like the National Enquirer. It used to be. So I don't think you've never done that, have you?
Well, I'll tell you what, one of our most popular covers actually featured a space guy holding a sign up that said, "I want more barbecue." And he was actually doing a spacewalk, but that's about the closest thing to UFOs we've ever gotten.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I remember when, this doesn't have anything to barbecue, but when I was a kid in the National Enquirer, I'm assuming was fairly new, and they used to come out with like these crazy covers on it. You'd see it at the grocery store, like two-headed goats coming out of the White House or something. You know, there was always some goofy
shock media.
Yeah. And I always got a kick out of it, but I pick one up and I start looking at my mom and say, "Put that down. You don't want to see this. Put that down." Hey, this is the future.
Absolutely.
This is the future here, Mom. This is the future. We're going to take a quick break here and we're going to come back with Kel Phelps, publisher of the National Barbecue News. And I will say that I have poached a couple stories from online from Kel's publication there. I have. You gave me some leads, and I followed him up and got some good interviews out of it. So I suppose we'll have to talk about that after the air, though. But anyway, we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
bars through acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm doing today. Sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. But now I couldn't make her stay. Well, dog.
Hey, welcome back to, what are we doing here? Barbecue Nation. That's right. I'm JT along with Dr. Dave. We've got Kel Phelps from the National Barbecue News. We're going to talk to Kel in just a second here. If you'd like to email us, it's BBQ Nation. That's BBQ Nation at alphamediausa.com. You can also find our shows on the SoundCloud. You just type in barbecue, you spell it out, Barbecue Nation with JT. Also, Facebook, same thing, Barbecue Nation with JT's on there. Twitter, I can't remember what that one is. We got, because I do a couple shows, we got a bunch of them. You'll find me, put it that way. Say hi to specifically to a couple of our affiliates today, KVI 570 News in Seattle and KUFO 970 Freedom here in Portland. Now, a week or so ago, I asked a trivia question. And the trivia question, the prize was, for a Blackstone griddle that Chef Todd Tovin had been on the show talking about a couple of months ago. And Jason Lorraine was my guest, and I asked everybody what the name of his barbecue business was. And he was the one that had his trailer burned down. We got quite a few answers, quite a few correct answers. And the winner is Sharon Roberts from Tigard, Oregon. So, Sharon, congratulations. You won the Blackstone 17-inch griddle. And you can cook something for me because I know where Tigard is. I drive right by it all the time. And we thank her for playing. And all you people that sent in your answers, thanks so much for doing that. We appreciate it. We're going to have another giveaway here coming up early this fall. So back to Kel Phelps from National Barbecue News. What's your biggest joy, Kel, in publishing the news?
Oh, goodness, man. That's real simple, man. I love to see people succeed. No matter what they do, whether it's in business, whether it's a brand new guy trying out a new recipe or a new grill, if I can help lead them in the right direction to make better barbecue and enhance that experience, that's what it's all about, man. And it's not just me, but, you know, got blessed with writers like Artie Davis and Recipe Kings, like the Barbecue Baron himself.
Yeah.
You know, those guys contribute as much, if not more, than me. I'm just the guy that kind of stacks the papers up real neat and sends them out to everybody. But if that helps, if that helps somebody create and do barbecue better, easier, or have a better success rate at doing it than I am, that tickles me pink, man. That's what it's all about, no doubt.
Well, that's a big job. If people aren't familiar with, I mean, publishing anything for real, not just throwing some stuff up on a website or writing in a blog, you know, 800 words every couple days or whatever, but if they're ever published anything, even if it's a company newsletter, it's a big task, and to do a magazine is a bigger task because you've also got, I'm assuming, you've got sponsors and ads to deal with and commentary to deal with and then pissed off people every once in a while because you copied their recipe wrong or Jeff Tracy sent in a recipe and, you know, that was actually Paul Kirk's recipe or something, you know?
You would be amazed that, well, one of the first lessons that I learned early on was you can't please everybody.
Right.
And if everybody is standing and applauding and everything's good, you better turn and run because it's not going to last.
That is true.
Indeed.
That is true. How much time do you get to actually spend out there at the queue, Kel?
Oh, my goodness, man. You'd be that is I love to cook, and one of my passions is trying something new and different. And so we're blessed. We always are getting new sauces, new rubs, new grills, new gadgets to try. So I'm going to tell you that I probably spend anywhere from 20 to 40 hours a month outside testing new products, new stuff in some form or fashion around barbecue.
That's a good job if you can get it.
Absolutely. Well, one thing I learned early on, my dad taught me that if you love doing what you do for a living, you'll never work a day in your life. And barbecue, I loved it when I was little. Just the smell of our big deal is pecan wood.
Sure.
We call it pecan. I know a lot of people, well, what is that? You know, I don't have to go pee in a can. Well, I don't want none of that. pecan, pecan wood is our favorite thing because down in South Georgia, it is very, very prevalent. It's easy to find. So that's what we barbecue with. And, you know, at an early age, I was just astounded at how you could take a log of wood, make heat from that, and have a rib turn out that just melts in your mouth. And that process still to this day, just how all that comes about just lights my flame up, gets me going.
I'll tell you a quick story. Myron Mixon invited me down to his place. I haven't gone, but he invited me down.
Oh,
and he said, we'll drive around in golf carts and shoot the squirrels because they jack with my pecan trees. And and he goes, they mess up my wood supply. I guess he what he calls the compound. And he's got an orchard back there, a pecan orchard back there. And he said, we'll just drive around with 410s and we'll just have a field day. He said, then I have to go to work because I'm the mayor of the town. But anyway, it was pretty funny.
Matter of fact, I just talked to him a few minutes ago. He's here as well. And he was telling me he was taking care of some of that mayor business before he came in this morning. But, yeah, his compound is full of pecan trees. But yet he actually cooks with peach wood. But the squirrels will fly through the pecan trees to get down to his stash of peach wood, and he hates them.
Yep.
So.
Well, I think he's got a death sentence on him out there, I'm pretty sure, from what it sounded like.
Absolutely. But, man, you need to take him up, come to his school there at the compound. You will not be without. That's one to put on the bucket list for sure.
I plan on it. It's just finding the time to get out of here. I mean, traveling doesn't bother me. I've logged up a couple million miles in airplanes, but it's finding the time to go and put everything aside so you could really go enjoy it and be part of it, you know. That would be the tough part. What do you we got to take another break. I'm sorry. We're going to come back and talk more with Kel Phelps from National Barbecue News right after this on Barbecue Nation. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, Dr. Dave, and we've got Kel Phelps today from National Barbecue News with us. This segment of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. And also, my friend Mark down at Barclays, this special of the week. And I told you about this last week, and I think this is the last week because we're going to move on to something else. It's kind of a local thing, but if you listen to the show on the national level and you're a gun collector, this would be cool. He's got a 4570 high wall, never fired, imported from Cimarron Arms, but it was actually made by Uberti. It's really clean. If you want to go out and play Quigley with this thing, put a shoulder pad on. I actually have a 4570, so, you know, don't make a habit of it. But anyway, give Barclays a call. Ask Mark and ask for that 4570 high wall. It's 503-982-2033. Now let's get back to Kel Phelps and from the barbecue, our National Barbecue News, excuse me. What do you and your wife eat? I mean, you spend time on the road, you spend time with the magazine, you're doing all this stuff, Kel. I mean, you guys do go to Shoney's or Waffle House or something down there and get some takeout or whatever. I mean, I find that sometimes I want to just like a bowl of tomato soup instead of ribs once in a while.
Absolutely, man. You're going to really get a kick out of this. So as we're around, matter of fact, today they have huge demo space outside for all the Ace store owners and all that. So we'll be loaded up with barbecue all till we get home.
Sure.
All weekend. So When I get home, my favorite thing to do is a peanut butter jelly sandwich and a tall glass of milk.
I believe it.
And that'll suck up some of the smoke. And sometimes, depending on where I've been, how long I've been there, it may take 2 days of that kind of treatment. So, that's our favorite thing to do. But I'll be honest with you, man. If you name it, we cook it, we try it. Turkey burgers.
Sure.
Golly, man. I mean, it is unreal at some of the dishes we get to try and experiment with. It is unreal. Some of the high-dollar Wagyu steaks and brisket folks send us to try out. It really is. It's unreal. So it's a dream job if you love barbecue.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My favorite thing was when I'd come home off the road, because sometimes I'd be out on the road for 6-7 weeks at a time and then come home, you know. And we have this one little Chinese restaurant in a city not far from us, because we're all suburbs, you know, anymore around. And on Monday night or Tuesday night, whenever I get home, I'd load up the family and we'd go to my favorite little Chinese food, and just because it took away everything else. You know what I mean? It was just, that was all good. It was all good.
Absolutely. Now, I will say this, when we go to Texas, as prevalent as barbecue is there, one of our favorite things is to find the Tex-Mex place.
Yep.
And dive into some of the real Mexican stuff. So, absolutely. The flavors that those guys incorporate in their dishes is just unreal.
Oh, it's incredible food. Just incredible food. Yeah, we had Johnny Hernandez on because he's got 3 restaurants down there. I think 4 now, and he does the barbacoa stuff and all that. And, you know, he's been very kind and invited me down. I said, if I come down, I'm staying a week, and I'm just going to eat every day at one of your joints, you know, just spend all day in there sampling. So when you're putting the magazine together, how do you determine what's relevant and what's not as far as to the barbecue business and competitive world and everything that goes with it?
I tell you, man, that's a great question, and that's probably the toughest aspect of what we do and how we do it. You know, as I'll be honest with you, our growing segment is newcomers. So people who are getting started in the barbecue world want to learn to do a little bit more rather than just throw a hamburger on and burn it up.
Sure.
You know, those are the guys that are checking us out and we're growing. So we always pay attention to our subscribers. Folks who are reading us, checking us out, they'll send us a lot of ideas what they want to see. And I'm constantly quizzing people, you know, what would you like to see more of? You know, what brought you to us? How did you find us? And that's what we cater to. And also depends on the season, too, now. So just for example, we're getting ready to tailgate. Getting into college football, high school football, and all that. So I don't know that we would put that on the front coming up, but there'll be a pretty good focus on that in the September issue. And then as we get into the springtime, a lot of big major barbecue events, Memphis in May happens. Of course, with Ace, they have the first weekend in May, they have their grilling days where they actually – bring people in and connect their stores with Pitmaster. So it's all about those people wanting to learn and do more, which excites me to no end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where we determine what information we're going to get. Now, the real thing that breaks my heart is when we have to actually take and cull or leave stuff out. Some of the information we get, we just get so much of it. Till sometimes we have to cull it. We just have to put it on the back burner and put it. A lot of that will be press releases from bigger companies and stuff. I'll give you an example. I think we had 30 something stories submitted to us for the August issue. We wound up using about 18, 19 of them. And I really got called out on the rug from a barbecue chain who had sent me a release about one of their new stores opening. But I did run a release about Tony Roma's running a rib-eating contest. So I didn't run the story about the new location opening in the single community, but I did run the story about Tony Roma's all across the country running a rib-eating contest.
They got upset with you?
Yeah, that was you deal to the masses in that situation. So, but that owner, he did not understand it, and he was really, really upset with me because I didn't put his article in there.
Well, it happens. I mean, like you said, you try to please as many people as you can. I mean, I know with this show, there's a certain segment that are on the competitive barbecue side. There's a certain segment that is the true weekend warriors, and they may have a gas grill and a charcoal grill in their backyard, and they like to do that. And then there's the people that are maybe just getting started, or you know, are just what to look for in a good barbecue restaurant or something. I mean, so you kind of got this diverse audience, and as you say, you're, if you're picking up the new people coming into the barbecue world, you know. If you keep everything, this is just my thoughts. If you keep everything hardcore, competitive, every show, maybe for you, every issue, you probably couldn't please as many people as you're pleasing. I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
I think you kind of cut your nose off to spite your face there when you do stuff like that. Well, yeah, and we've had such a diverse group of people. I mean, we've got everybody, like we were talking, from you to Myron, to Paul, Aaron Franklin, you name it, but we've also had James Drury, the Virginian, on the show. We've had Graham Kerr, who's a friend of mine, the Galloping Gourmet, who was one of the pioneers in the cooking on television, you know. So we try to keep it kind of mixed up a little bit for people to listen to. I think it works out better that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree tenfold.
So is there anything you would change? We've got about a minute and a half before we have to go to break, Kel. Is there anything you would change about the barbecue world if you could? One thing, if I said, okay, you get a magic wand, change this, poof, what would you do?
Wow. Man, I tell you, that's a tough deal. One of the biggest things I hate to see happening is with the barbecue competition world. Today, it's become so expensive to do it that some of the families and smaller guys that would go out 3, 4, 5 times a year and compete, they only maybe are once, maybe even twice now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the high-dollar meat, the Wagyu briskets, the higher-end pork is what's expected to be turned in now. So I don't know how to go about limiting, or I don't know the answer to that. But I would definitely somehow, if I could have foreseen what's coming and why that's made such a big impact in the competition world, I would definitely go back and change that and be hollering about some kind of rules to everybody cooks the same type of meat, and keep it cost effective for everybody again.
Yep. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back, wrap up the show with Kel Phelps from National Barbecue News right here on Barbecue Nation. Don't go away. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and on KUFO and KXTG, The Game, in beautiful downtown Portland. We're talking with Kel Phelps, the publisher of the National Barbecue News. You can check that out online, nationalbarbecuenews.com, and we're going to give you more information on that. What else do we need? Oh, our little KCBS. Ah, it's Wednesday or whatever day it is. This is their Team of the Year Awards as of this week. Getting Basted is in the top spot with 2764. I'm going to give you those point totals. Smoke Me Silly is second. Boomerang Barbecue is third. Butcher Barbecue sitting in the fourth spot. Wolf's Revenge bringing in the middle of the top 10 at number 5. Smoking Hogs, you remember the guys from Smoking Hogs. We've had them on the show. They're sitting in sixth place. Shake and Bake, Iowa Smoky D's, we've had those guys on too. Gray Street, and then Slaps rounds out the top 10. So that's your KCBS standings update for the week. We're talking with Kel Phelps from the publisher from the National Barbecue News. How can people find you?
Oh, real easy, man. The best way would be through our website is barbecuenews.com. It's spelled out with a C or a Q. Either way, get you to us. B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E, news.com is probably the best way to catch us.
Cool. Cool. And how, I mean, are your subscription base pretty good size these days? I mean, God, there's a lot of people messing around with barbecue.
We are, man. We're about 11,000 readers a month. And like I say, when we diversify, get this into a magazine format now, we're hoping to maybe even double, triple that over the next 12, 24 months, get it into some select barbecue stores, and maybe sell it off copy by copy and get more people reading it for sure.
Oh, I think you will. I think you will. I think people are kind of, pardon the 80s term, kind of jonesing for something like that, where they can, you know, find out information, because you've also got some great, you know, you got some great sponsors that you work with there, different, you know, pit manufacturers, you know, charcoal pellets,
indeed,
different things. You've got all the stuff right there. It's kind of a one-stop shopping reference guide besides the stories. And you got Artie Davis, who's a great guy. And, you know,
indeed,
you see a picture of him with his little bowler hat on.
That's him. He's there every month. And, yeah, you're totally right, man. Those guys that advertise with us, they're the ones that make it happen. Without those guys, we sure couldn't afford to do it. Because it is our job. I mean, that's what puts, at the end of the day, that's what feeds us. And that's what keeps us going and growing and keeps the price down. So it's not $400
right
to subscribe every year. So absolutely.
I noticed a lot of those $400 magazine subscriptions, those magazines don't stick around very long anymore.
There's stuff enough at $25 a year. So, yeah, the $400 and $500 a year subscriptions are definitely fading away quick.
Yeah, unless that comes with a massage and a dinner at, you know, a Brazilian restaurant or something. You know, that's probably not going to work out well. Where do you see, Kel? Where do you see the barbecue world and National Barbecue News? Let's say 5 and 10 years from now. We got a couple minutes before we got to go, so you got some time here.
You got it, man. I'm gonna tell you, be honest with you. As we go and grow, technology has changed and so much with some of the, like, barbecue gurus, the flame balls, some of the things that make it easier to have a more successful cook and making it easier. You know, I'll be honest with you, my favorite thing to cook on is the Weber kettle grill.
Sure.
It's old school. You gotta know how to use a little bit of physics with air. More air creates more heat, turn the air away, choke down the fire, lowers the temperature, indirect, direct method, you know, if you want to sear or if you want to go indirect, slow it down, put it away from the charcoal.
Right.
Those things, that information base, you know, as it grows, even now on a bag of Kingsford, you'll actually see the indirect method advertised. So that information world that grows along with technology at the same time is going to introduce more people into what true barbecue is all about. It's going to keep going and growing. And I don't see it going anywhere but up. You know, 5 years from now, I would love to see us, you know, maybe have 100,000 circulation.
Sure. Sure.
And we're with the new format. That's where we're at. We're at that point now where we can go and grow before the size limited us so much. But also too, now I'll say this, you know, I'm a family guy. And I think I said this before, this is still a small family business.
There you go. We got to get out of here. Kel Phelps from National Barbecue News. Thank you, buddy, for being on and taking the time there in Chicago at the Ace Hardware Show to be with us today here on Barbecue Nation. I really appreciate it.
Man, hey, listen, we are huge fans of you guys. Thanks so much for having us. And anytime you guys want to do a giveaway and hook some of your listeners up with a subscription, we'd love to do that too, man. Absolutely.
We will do it. Like I said, we're going to get out of here, and next week we are working on Stuart Sink, the golfer, who also has a barbecue crew. So as we say around here, turn it, don't burn it. You can check out my stuff on thecowboycook.com, and we will see you all next week on the Barbecue Nation. Take care, everybody.